The New Republic defended both fascism and communism on similar grounds throughout the 1920s. How, a correspondent asked, could the magazine think Mussolini's brutality was a good thing? Crowley answered that it was not, any more than it was a good thing for the United States, let us say, to cement their union by waging a civil war which resulted in the extermination of slavery. But sometimes a nation drifts into a predicament from which it can be rescued only by the adoption of a violent remedy. Charles Beard summed up the fascination well. Il Duce's hostility to democracy was no big deal, he explained. After all, the fathers of the American Republic, notably Hamilton, Madison, and John Adams, were as voluminous and vehement in opposing democracy as any fascist could desire. Mussolini's dictatorial style was likewise perfectly consistent with the American gospel of action, action, action. But what really captured Beard's imagination was the economic system inherent to fascism, namely corporatism. According to Beard, Mussolini had succeeded in bringing about by force of the state the most compact and unified organization of capitalists and laborers into two camps which the world has ever seen. The key concept for rationalizing progressive utopianism was experimentation, justified in the language of Nietzschean authenticity, Darwinian evolution and Hegelian historicism, and explained in the argot of William James' pragmatism. Scientific knowledge advanced by trial and error. Human evolution advanced by trial and error. History, according to Hegel, progressed through the interplay of thesis and antithesis. These experiments were the same process on a vast scale. So what if Mussolini cracked skulls or Lenin lined up dissident socialists? The progressives believed they were participating in a process of ascendance to a more modern, more evolved way of organizing society, replete with modern machines, modern medicine, modern politics. In a distinctly American way, Wilson was as much a pioneer of this movement as Mussolini. A devoted Hegelian, he even invoked Hegel in a love letter to his wife. Wilson believed that history was a scientific, unfolding process. Darwinism was the perfect complement to such thinking because it seemed to confirm that the laws of history were reflected in our natural surroundings. In our own day, Wilson wrote while still a political scientist, whenever we discuss the structure or development of a thing, we consciously or unconsciously follow Mr. Darwin. Wilson won the election of 1912 in an electoral college landslide, but with only 42% of the popular vote. He immediately set about to convert the Democratic Party into a progressive party and, in turn, make it the engine for a transformation of America. In January 1913, he vowed to pick out progressives and only progressives for his administration. No one, he proclaimed in his inaugural address, can mistake the purpose for which the nation now seeks to use the Democratic Party.